fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Tuesday, the 25th day of September, year of our Lord, 2018, welcome to the John Moore Show. Prepper tip of the day, and we'll, by the way, we have open lines this first hour. We'll have Leon Green with us, hour 2. Prepper tip of the day. Have you winterized your home? Question. Have you winterized your automobile? Get prepared for winter, seriously. Get prepared. Get your winter bug-out bag squared away, or bags. You should have a separate bug-out bag for each vehicle, by the way, so you don't need to be concerned about forgetting it when you go from one vehicle to the next. If you don't have a really good quality winter sleeping bag, get a Wiggy. That's W-I-G-G-Y. W-I-G-G-Y. That's what a lot of the guys in special operations get, as opposed to the mil-spec ones. Now, the current issue, military issue sleeping bags are great. It's a system. I call it the extended cold weather system. And they perform wonderfully on one hand. On the other, they're bulky and quite a bit bulkier and quite a bit heavier than a Wiggy. Wiggies are made in the United States and Colorado. The highest quality, and you'll be very happy with the performance of a Wiggy sleeping bag. Okay, we're going to have open lines, and I want to talk about winter preparedness, and the call number is 800-313-9443. First of all, I don't like winter. I really don't like winter. Now, cool days, being outside, if you're doing manual labor, in the 50s is, and maybe low to mid 60s is almost perfect, in my opinion, for doing hard manual labor outside. But when it gets down below 40 degrees, I don't particularly care for it. And temperatures in the teens and 20s are, and even colder, I really don't like. That's me. Now I've done it. I've been on one winter training exercise, worked for 24 hours a day for 3 days. I was out training in weather that was below zero at night and in the low to mid-teens in the daytime highs with a pretty good snow cover. And I dealt with it. And if I have to do it again, I will do it again. I've got all the proper equipment. I know how to deal with it. I know how to be safe and be somewhat comfortable in those conditions. But I prefer not to. Now, there's some concern when it comes to weather. Now, the old Farmer's Almanac is saying this coming winter of 2018-2019 is going to be a lot more severe than we've had recently, especially east of the Continental Divide, which is most of the country, east of the Continental Divide. So what does that mean? Well, first of all, do your own homework. There's a possibility. Climatology is as much an art as it is a science. Some climatologists are saying because of the decrease in solar energy that we're about to enter a period that could be possibly be called a mini ice age. Now, this we've gone through these things before as a society, and they never have good outcomes. They lead to food charges, dramatic prices increases in food, sometimes social disruption, including revolution and wars. Not a good thing, any way you look at it. Not a good thing. Are we going to have one? I don't know. I certainly look at the data, and I concur that it's a possibility. Of course it's a possibility. It'd be foolish not to understand that it's a possibility that we could have a mini ice age. So do your own homework. Reach your own conclusions. Seriously, reach your own conclusions. You may want to consider relocating if you're at a very high altitude or really far north, such as Minnesota or one of those states up there, North Dakota, Wisconsin. You may want to consider relocating for the duration. Doing it, the ones who sell out and move while everything's more or less normal, they're the ones who are going to be the best off. Real estate prices in those northern states, especially in the interior, North Dakota, Minnesota, Wisconsin, and so forth, Vermont, New Hampshire, the ones who sell out and move while prices are normal are the ones who are going to be the best off. If you wait until the thundering herd figures it out, well, you're going to see a dramatic decrease in the value of whatever real estate you've got to sell. Now, where I am in South Central Missouri, we've had a series of ever decreasing mild winters, milder and milder and milder. Last winter, the total snowfall at my home was about 1/2 inch total. The snowfall the winter before that was about 3/8 inch total. Now, if you're one of my listeners up in Minnesota or Wisconsin or North Dakota, you would make fun of what we call winter in South Central Missouri. You'd think that was hilarious what we call winter. You'd think it was not all that bad, but for us, it's cold. And we, even despite the lack of precipitation, we have our cold weather. We're a typical winter, this past winter, 2017-2018, we had about 8 to 10 weeks of fairly cold weather. And that's part of it. Overnight lows, typically in the low teens, sometimes single digits, daytime highs, low to mid-20s. That's cold. That'll get your attention. So plan accordingly. Plan for it being colder longer than what we've had recently. Plan on having more precipitation, ice and snow, than we've had recently. I think that would be wise. Now, it used to be decades ago, people have made different preparations for their vehicles in terms of winterizing them. A lot of people didn't run antifreeze year long. They only put antifreeze in for the wintertime. That's history. People run antifreeze all year long now. That's simply the way it is. We have radial ply tires now, all-weather radial ply tires, which pretty much abrogates the necessity of having snow tires. If you're far enough north and have the kind of conditions they have up there, I think snow tires are great. They came up with something in the 70s called studded snow tires, which were wonderful. I think I still have a set of them somewhere and I use it in my 3/4 ton Dodge van. If you never had studded snow tires, you don't know what you're missing. They're wonderful. And of course, chains, when it comes down to it, under the worst conditions, chains on your driving wheels of your tires, rear wheels if you're rear-wheel drive vehicle, front if it's front-wheel drive, that will get you through almost everything until the snow piles up to where your vehicle just can't push it out of the way anymore. Keeping your home warm. Ice can bring down power lines. Of course it can. High winds, snow. Ice seems to be the worst when it comes to bring down power lines. We had an ice storm in eastern Missouri. This would have been the winter of, I think, 72, 73, if I remember correctly. It may have been 73, 74. Regardless, it knocked out power for 1 to 2 weeks in much of Metro St. Louis, Jefferson County, surrounding counties. What happened then, they've made sure it hasn't happened since. There was a lot of trees had grown over and above the overhead power lines. There was no cutting back those trees at the time. And when those trees got ice on them, they came down and they took the power lines out with them. Well, following that storm, the utility companies started hiring outside vendors to keep those power line right-of-ways clear so that could never happen again. And that was more than 40 years ago, and they put those protocols in place, and they continued, and they will be in place as long as we have overhead power lines. That's a good thing. That's a good thing, and it's minimized the damage done by ice storms in our area. That's a real good thing. When I was in college, for about a year or so, I rented a farmhouse built in the 1840s. Did not have running water. It did not have, we called it central heat. We had a propane-fired furnace in the living room, which kind of started heated up the building. At one point, we ran out of propane and didn't have money to buy any, so we had this antique kerosene heater. Oh, it was wretched. It put out this black soot. We all took refuge in one bedroom with this little antique kerosene heater that was putting out the black soot. And I'd wake up every morning with this residue in my nostrils. It was wretched. That went on for, I guess, about a week or so. I don't know how, you know, it's been more than 40 years ago. But we finally got the money to get a fresh tank of propane, and we got rid of that antique kerosene heater. Now, a modern kerosene heater is marvelous. They burn clean. They burn hot. If properly installed and properly cared for, they're quite safe. There's propane heaters. Most propane heaters are not meant for indoor use, but there are ones specifically designed for indoor use. You need to make sure you do it right. These can be dangerous, if not, in fact, deadly things in terms of carbon monoxide and fire hazard both. But it would be wise, I think, to have backup heat in your home of some sort. Some sort. A wood-burning stove, properly installed. Propane heater, properly installed. A kerosene heater, properly installed. Now, the fuel itself, the kerosene fuel, is dangerous, of course. It needs to be handled with care. The instruction manual for the kerosene heater said to fill it up outdoors, outside the premises. That's probably a wise thing to do. If you do end up with your main source of heat not working because of a power outage, you're probably going to end up, depending on what you've got for backup heat, you may end up taking refuge in one or two rooms. It may be a kitchen with an adjoining bathroom. Keeping the pipes from freezing is going to be an issue. I know at my home, we have every season, I've already started the winterization of this rambling house, which is part home, part construction project. We use a combination of heat tape and electric heaters. And again, a propane-fired furnace, our wood furnace, is out of commission for the time being. There's special electronic devices you can get now that will turn on whatever is plugged into it at a certain low temperature, and then turn off whatever is plugged into it at a certain high temperature. And there's a couple of different varieties of those, but I keep one in the pump house, so you don't have heat running in there 24/7 when it's not necessary. In a pump house, I've got heat tape and an electric heater. It's actually a room. Very well insulated little room. I just repaired the door over the weekend, Sunday, so that it would properly latch. Last couple of years, we had a rock against the door to keep it shut. Not very good. We have a lot of single-pane glass, so I have the special plastic. You've probably seen these plastic kits that you can get where you put double-side tape around the perimeter of the window, stretch out the plastic and get it good and tight, and then use an electric hair dryer to stretch it nice and tight. That makes a nice seal on that plastic. And for a drafty old single-pane window, it helps tremendously. Yes, it does. Looking for leaks, air leaks around doors is important, and getting the necessary hardware in place to stop those leaks is a good idea. Whatever kind of furnace you've got, whether it's propane, natural gas, wood burning, electric, whatever your furnace is, make sure it's in proper working condition. There was a time I moved out to the country, being a city boy. This was what had been in the mid-1970s. My wife and I were renting a house, and it had a propane furnace, and I thought, well, I'm going to install a wood-burning furnace. So I bought the highest quality wood-burning furnace that I could find. I installed it. I looked at the flue, and it looked like a great flue to me. It turned out I didn't know what I was looking at, and that flue was defective. It was fine for propane, but it was not suitable for a wood-burning stove. Being a city boy, I didn't know the difference. So the first afternoon after installing it, I built a nice big fire. My family went to sleep, and the family dog woke us up in the middle of the night with the house filling up with smoke. That was my mistake, being a city boy and not knowing what I was doing. So don't make assumptions. Don't make assumptions. We got out of the house okay. Most of the valuables were saved, and life went on. But don't make assumptions. Have a professional check out your heating system. Make sure it's in good condition. Here's our break. Call number is 800-313-9443.
homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news?
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, town there I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 25th of September. Quick reminder, we are now posting my shows on Reel.video. Reel.video. There's a link there at the top of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. When you're outside continuously, 24 hours a day, and the overnight lows are around zero, everything changes, especially if everything to keep you warm, to keep you for nutrition and for hydration, everything is carried on your back along with a weapon and some ammunition. Everything changes. You learn very quickly, at least I did, that when it came time to sleep, being someplace where the wind wouldn't hit you became incredibly important. Breaking the wind is something that, well, it's just, you know, when we were looking for our overnight bivouac, we were looking for a place that would break the wind. I ended up finding a piece of concrete pipe to crawl into myself. And you know, the guys were in a similar situation where one was next to the pipe, another one had found it. It was three of us on a little patrol. But we got through it okay. I learned something that was very important. My leather boots, the first night, I left them outside the sleeping bag. And of course, they were wet and damp from the snow and from sweat and so forth. I woke up in the morning, they were frozen in the same position that I'd taken them off, kind of bent over. And I'm a pretty strong guy, but I couldn't straighten out the leather to even put my boots on. I had to get them next to the, we had a fire, we weren't 100% tactical, we were partly tactical. I had to get the boots thawed out to the point where they were flexible enough to even put them on my feet. Well, that's a, that was a wake-up call. I now know that you need a waterproof bag because, you know, sloppy, muddy boots in a sleeping bag is make a big mess. So a waterproof bag to put the boots in, to put them in a sleeping bag with me. You know, I found that out the hard way. You sleep with the boots inside the sleeping bag so that when you get up in the morning, when you wake up, the boots are soft and pliable, and you can actually put them on as opposed to being so stiff that you can't put them on. Having clean, dry socks is not optional. Seriously, it is not optional. It's not just a matter of comfort. It literally could be a matter of life and death. Frostbite is no joke. Your extremities will suffer frostbite first. The tips of your toes, the tips of your fingers, your ears. I suffered, I didn't get frostbite on that operation, but I was right at the edge of getting frostbite. And as a consequence, even now, which we're looking at 40 years later, my ears still tingle pretty quickly when it starts getting cold, where they, before that training operation, they did not. So I know how to deal with it, and I do deal with it quite successfully to make sure my ears stay warm. Prior to that training operation, my ears didn't tingle just by with a short exposure to really cold weather, but they do now. That's a lingering after effect of not quite getting frostbite. But, you know, men and women who do suffer frostbite, they'll end up having the frostbitten areas surgically removed. Parts of their ears, maybe the end of their nose, the fingertips are surgically removed. Tips of toes, maybe the entire toes surgically removed. That's serious stuff, not to be taken lightly. Now, my regular listeners, they know that I'm a big fan of merino wool socks. Well, guess what? There's also merino wool underwear. Yes, there is. Great stuff. What's the big deal about merino wool for you new listeners? Here it is. It's the fibers of merino wool. It's M-E-R-I-N-O. Merino wool. The fibers are longer, so for most people, most of the time, it's not itchy. Typically these days, you'll find a blend where it's partly merino wool and partly synthetic. They're great. They're wonderful. Here's our bottom of the hour break. Call number is 800-313-9443.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. Educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 25th of September. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. I'm getting increased inquiries, people wanting to relocate to my neighborhood, to my zip code, Crawford County, Missouri. Steelville's the county seat. It's fun meeting with these folks and getting to know them and finding out what their goals and so forth are. I had a young couple just move up here from Texas yesterday with their one-year-old child. I'll be taking them to my church Sunday to introduce them to our pastor, and there'll be a movie night Friday night. If you would like to consider relocating to our area, just contact me. There's a couple of parcels for sale. One is 7/10 of a mile from my home. Very nice ranch with two very lovely homes on it. Another place just over a mile away, a nice home with a guest house. Just get in touch with me. I'd be glad to help you out. Also, my website, of course, you'll find energy cleaners for sale. This is my home business, helping people to get their life back, helping people to get relief from arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, helping them to get a great night's sleep like I do every night. You can also check out the details at my website for the energy cleaner. It's a marvelous healing device. The patent application information. The wonderful testimonials from people like Steve Whitman. Everything's right there at my website at thelibertyman.com, along with information on the factory-made fitted mattress pads that go with the energy cleaner. You can buy the energy cleaner using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. You can send me a check or a money order. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. And my toll-free hour line, here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Talking about cold weather survival. Now, when I was in basic training, they had these inflatable air mattresses that none of them held air overnight. They didn't. It was a joke. That was half a century ago. The mattress pads for sleeping now, there's a variety. There's foam. The current military issue is a foam pad that is excellent. It's lightweight. It does the job. There are military versions. Civilian versions, excuse me. Some of them are self-inflating, where you unroll it and it inflates itself and you just cap it off. There's a number of different ones. The main purpose of these pads is not to make it comfortable, which of course they do make it comfortable. The main thing is to insulate your body from the cold ground. That cold ground will just suck the heat right out of your body. Seriously, it will. Comfort's a big part of it also. Nothing like having a rock sticking right in your back. But, it's not a matter of comfort. It's a matter of keeping your body temperature where it should be. That's why you need a pad to go with your scene. You'll see guys going out on operations, U.S. GIs, that go out on operation. They have their the sleeping pad usually tied up at the very top of their rucksack. So be sure if you're going to be doing this, a high-quality sleeping bag, of course, is part of it. But the sleeping pad that goes underneath it, it's just as important. So it's not optional, in my opinion. It really isn't. Now, my shelter, when I go into the bush on an operation, is two ponchos. Two military-issue woodland pattern ponchos with some braided nylon cord. Typically, I use braided nylon cord. It's a bit lighter than parachute cord. So I use one for a ground cloth, so I put it down, and the one that goes above me, I'll tie it up to a tree branch to where the middle is about 3 feet off the ground, and then tie the four corners down to have a nice little shelter. I wouldn't want to be in there during a very violent rain thunderstorm with heavy winds. Of course, if that's all I had, I would make do with it. Typically, I allow the sides to be up about 6 to 8 inches off the ground. Under more severe conditions, getting the edges of the poncho right down to the ground would be helpful to help keep the wind from blowing the rain in there. Can you stay a little bit drier? That'd be a good thing. It takes a few minutes to set one up, and of course, one of the advantages of military-issue ponchos is you can use them for as a poncho, you can use it as a shelter, you can use it as a ground cloth, you can use it to make a field expedient stretcher to haul carry somebody who's been injured. Lots of things you can do with a poncho, and any piece of equipment that has two or more uses is very valuable. That's another reason I like the 5-quart inflatable bladder canteen. There's three uses for it, three obvious uses. One, of course, it's a 5-quart canteen, which is a good thing. And the Korean-made copies, by the way, are really mil-spec. I wouldn't be too concerned about that. Most of them I've seen recently on the market have been the Korean-made copies, but they're well done. So it's a canteen on one hand. On the other, it's a pillow, so you can put your head on it at night and have a very comfortable pillow to sleep on. And there's a bonus. You can pour out the water. You come to a stream you need to cross and blow it up with air and cap it off. And that will support a man crossing a river or a stream until they get to the other side. So there's a very helpful purpose there in that 5-quart bladder canteen. Very, very useful piece of equipment. Very useful. You know it's cold when you inhale and those little hairs inside your nostrils instantly freeze. That's when you know it's cold. And of course, in our area, we got high humidity along with the cold. Now, cold weather is not quite as bad when you got low humidity, but when you got high humidity and single digits or lower, that's adds to the discomfort level. It does. You need to protect exposed skin under those conditions. You really can't have exposed skin. Any exposed skin, when you get down to single digits and lower, is going to be subject to getting damaged. Don't forget to use a moisturizer. Your skin will get dehydrated. Something good for the lips to keep them from being damaged by ultraviolet. Now, sunlight can be just as damaging in winter as it can in the summer. The sun reflecting off the snow, it will dazzle you. You can use sunglasses, obviously. You can make the Field Expedient eye protectors at the first vault, I believe, by the Eskimos. I don't know who takes credit for that, but basically they're strips of bark with about a 1/8 inch slit for each eye to help cut down the dazzle. I've never used them, but I think it'd be better than nothing. I believe the film it was a Hollywood film, I believe is titled The Way Home, if I'm not mistaken, where these men were escaping from a Russian prison camp. Let's see if I can find that here real. Okay. And I made those eye protectors with bark from trees. I'm not sure if that's it or not. No, that's a different one. That's never mind. Anyway, that film, maybe one of my listeners can get it and call it in to my engineer. Very well done film. Okay. Nutrition. First of all, don't consume alcohol. We see this rescue dog with a little cask of brandy around their neck. Maybe a little brandy if you're half dead from being stuck in an avalanche might be a really dandy thing, but typically the alcohol will just dilate your blood vessels and make you even colder. So don't do that. It may give you a warm feeling temporarily, but don't do that. You need water in the wintertime just as much, if not more, than in the summer. You really do. It may sound counterintuitive, but you need high-fat food to give you the energy you need, help keep you warm. High-fat food, stews would be good. If you're going to have bars, there's a type of bar called pemmican, which was first developed by Native Americans here in North America, pemmican. And Yeah, I got a note here from my engineer that you'll bleed out quicker if you get a cut and it's really cold. Well, that's true. That's true. Protecting yourself from injury when you're out in the bush is not optional. You really need to protect yourself. Make sure you've got clothing, boots and gloves and hats that are suitable for heavy outdoor use. I've mentioned this before, but I'll mention it again. Shopping at REI, except for underwear and socks. There's not many things there, maybe hats. What they sell in terms of trousers and jackets are not meant for heavy outdoor use, the kind of use that would be made by a rancher, a farmer, and so forth. They're simply not meant for that, and they won't hold up. They'll last a few days, and then they'll start suffering damage. They're not meant for that, then don't do it. Now, when it comes to socks and underwear and hats, you know, you're going to be okay. Sunglasses, things like that. Now, you want to shop where the ranchers and farmers and construction workers shop when it comes to outdoor clothing for the wintertime. That's where you want to go. Our military surplus may be an option for you, but it has to be durable. That it can be, if you're going to be doing any kind of outdoor manual labor, cutting wood, hauling wood, doing construction work, taking care of animals, whatever it might be, you need clothing that's suitable for that, that will stand up to those kind of conditions. And what they sell at REI, and I'm a member of REI, and I love REI. They have great products, very knowledgeable staff and all that. But what they sell won't work for manual labor in the wintertime. Simply won't. You're fooling yourself. So don't do it. Pace yourself. That's the best thing I can say. When you got layers on, layers of clothing, and you're moving, especially if you're moving through snow, it will tire you out a lot quicker. Just dealing with the extra weight of the clothing, the heavy winter boots, dealing with the snow will wear you out quicker. So pace yourself. Don't have an expectation to do as much work as you could under normal conditions. Let me talk a little bit about boots here. Now, I'm a huge fan of Danner. That's D-A-N-N-E-R, Danner boots. I've only got one pair, and I cherish them. I do. I treat them as a very precious commodity because they are a very precious. They're expensive. I think you're running Danner boots. The ones I like are running around $250-$300 a pair. The Fort Lewis, also called Go Devil boots, Fort Lewis boots. I really like those. That's what I've got. They sell two versions, insulated and non-insulated. I have the insulated pair. And when I first put them on, my feet were saying, thank you, thank you. These feel so great. They're so comfortable. And I wear custom inserts in my regular work boots and cowboy boots. The inserts that come with Danner are very well made. I like my custom inserts better, but the insert that comes with the Danners, I believe it's a half-foot insert that goes from the back of the heel about halfway up to the front of the foot, if I recall correctly. It's a hard plastic insert. It's a comfortable insert, very well done. Boot maintenance is not optional either. If you're out in the sloppy snow and mud and so forth, and you come back home at the end of the day, you take those boots off and you're tired, you're hungry, you want to take a hot shower, put on some comfortable clothes, get out of all that work clothes, all you want to do is take those boots off in the mudroom and walk away from them. Well, don't do that. While they're still wet and muddy and pliable, that's when you clean them up. Not the next day, after they've dried out with all that glop on there. No, while they're still wet and sloppy and haven't dried out, that's when you clean them up. So First thing, take the boot laces out. You wash them separately in warm, soapy water and rinse them thoroughly to get all that soap out of there. And you take a stiff brush and get all that mud and glop and stuff off those boots and warm water there. You don't necessarily need soap. I wouldn't recommend using soap. Soap can be harmful to the leather. And I like leather boots, by the way. That's what I like. But get all that glop off there with a stiff brush and warm water. Pay particular attention to the stitching. Here's our break. Call number is 800-313-9443.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just 2 bottles, a 4-month supply. I take Extendivite 3 times a day, every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, we're back. Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 25th September. The film I was trying to recall, the title of it is The Way Back. It came out in 2010 based on the story of Slomobir Mowicz, a Polish military officer captured by the Russians. He walked 4,000 miles to freedom in World War II. That's equivalent to walking from Los Angeles to New York City and back to St. Louis, basically 4,000 miles. Some of the most desolate, most barren, unforgiving, godforsaken real estate on the planet. Very well done movie, starring Ed Harris, Jim Sturgess, Colin Farrell, and Saoirse Ronan, if I'm saying it right. Very well done. It's a hard film to watch. It really is. The hardship these men and women go through, there was a woman with them for part of the journey. The hardships they go through, the decisions they had to make, the things they had to do to stay alive. Very tough. Very tough. I regard it as a training film as much as anything else. One of the things that came out of it was the consequences of vitamin C deficiency. Now, you can get vitamin C from making tea from pine needles, but these guys, they didn't know that, or didn't know how to do it, or didn't know it. When you have a vitamin C deficiency, you lose your night vision. That was just one of the little subplots, or many subplots of this movie. Many subplots. 133 minutes, more than 2 hours. It's a marathon. I mean, it's a tough movie to watch. Prior preparation to deal with harsh winter conditions will make all the difference. Could literally be a matter of life and death, seriously. Getting all the equipment and supplies you need before you need them is what you do. Seriously, that's what you need to be doing. And once you got them, you got them. And it would be some peace of mind, quite frankly, to know that you've got the proper boots and underwear and socks and hat and outer clothing to survive a severe winter, that you've got food stocked up, you've got an alternative source of heat ready to go, and so forth. It can make all the difference in the world. I went through basic training in Fort Leonard Wood in the wintertime, the winter of 1966-67, and there were some tough days. There were. We got through them okay. Overnight bivouac was moderate temperature, was already starting to warm up a little bit. Here's our top of the hour break. We'll be back with Leon Green. Stay tuned.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.